This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. If you have waited this long, I'm sorry to tell you, it's too late. Apple sold out of its watches in less than 6 hours this morning, so you can push back your delivery date to May or even June. I know, terrible. But that said, it's going to be interesting to see what happens when this thing finally hits the market, because all of those apps that we're used to using phone-sized are going to have to be downsized. Very tiny apps built for a very tiny screen. Marketplace's David Weinberg talked to some people about how exactly you do that.
Beth Dean wears a Fitbit Surge, a smartwatch that monitors her health. And one day, she accidentally changed the settings on it, and the next time she got a text, her wrist vibrated, and she literally screamed in horror.
I was not expecting that experience. I would say that it felt pretty invasive.
Dean is a product designer at Facebook, and she says that designing for this new platform, a smartwatch, means not only thinking about how things will look on a very tiny screen, but also designing for a device that you can't escape from. It's physically shackled to your body.
Yeah, I think good design is going to respect any sort of notification preferences.
Imagine if someone tapped you on the wrist several times a minute, all day, every day.
Hey, would you like to join the wireless network, Party Boy Forever? Hey, your ex in her heartbeat. Hey, 23 people liked your photo of your breakfast. Hey, you got an email from your bank. You've got $5.
Maybe each smartwatch would have to come with a smart straitjacket because this could drive you mad. But these types of notifications are really the essence of what smartwatches will do.
You can't really do a lot of really complex and interactive applications. It's more about consuming things at a glance.
Designer Matt Knutson says designing for a watch means reducing the complexity of the app by orders of magnitude, in the same way web applications are adapted for mobile phones.
If you have a product that starts on the web, the challenge there is to figure out what pieces translate well to mobile.
And similarly, with a smartwatch, it's not about taking an entire app and squeezing it onto a watch. The idea is to figure out which pieces of that app make sense in the much smaller, simpler platform attached to your wrist. In this case, pieces that deliver little bits of information that hopefully don't make you scream or drive you mad. I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.